Our third and last piece of spoken words for tonight is Brother Hussein Zaidi, also from the United States of America. We invite Brother Hussein Zaidi with another loud and hearty, not so tired, Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Let me tell you of a story of a man who was drowning in sin, but then he was guided back to the path of the Mahdi. And then what brought him back is what you have to notice and listen and understand from this piece. So before I start, can I please get a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad? There was once a man, his life in shambles, his nafs in shackles, every other day battles, always looking for a glimmer of hope, always looking for a way to cope, heard of the Mahdi, does he really exist? At this thought, the shaitan hissed, whispering in his ear, look at the world, look at all the corruption, if the Mahdi existed, he would fix this. So then that thought he dismissed, fell deeper and deeper into the world of sin, every night in his hands, marijuana and gin, the music he listened to corrupted his soul, he gave his life to the devil and lost control. One day after Ramadan, on the day of Quds, his friend Hakim told him, let's go to the protest for Palestine. The man sighed as he poured his wine and said, nah, it's fine. What do you mean it's fine? You must prepare for the Mahdi. At this statement, the man lost his mind. The Mahdi? He exclaimed, if the Mahdi was real, why does he let us suffer? Why not end our pain? Why in the world does tyranny remain? A heated argument was had, but to no avail. The man was too far gone. He had simply become a pawn. He then fell deeper and deeper down this hole, deeper and deeper into the devil's control, blindsided from his goal, till one day, he'd given up his soul. Till one day in the midst of fall, he got a phone call. His childhood friend Hakim had been in an accident and lost his life. As his will was read, he left behind a book for the man. What was the book? The book, the Mahdi and his reappearance. He told the man to read the book and the Holy Quran. Weeks had gone by, the man didn't touch the Quran or that book. After deep thought he should take a look. The first page opened and he read, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. You surely cannot guide whoever you like, O Prophet, but it is Allah who guides whoever He wills, and He knows best who are fit to be guided. His soul was shook, kept reading the book till he fell asleep. In the midst of a sleep so deep, he dreamt of innocent children being slaughtered, thirsty and no water being offered. He dreamt of innocent women being raped to hell on earth, but no escape. He dreamt of Palestine. The man woke up in a sweat, checked the time, 3:13, thought nothing of it and went to sleep. This went on. The next day he read the book as he fell asleep, woken up startled by a dream that he was in shackles. All he could hear were evil cackles. He checked the time again and again, 3:13. He thought it was weird but went back to sleep. Third day he went to sleep, a very deep sleep. In his dream he saw a light so bright that illuminated the darkness, calling him from a distance, making him question his existence. And then he started his reminiscence. He broke down in tears and started to repent. The light felt warmer as if it were content. He woke up in a cold sweat, lit his cigarette, looked at the time, 3:13. His body froze, a cigarette fell from his hands to his clothes. He was scared and in fear, didn't know what was happening or if the end was near. He found himself opening the Quran, and what did he see? That very ayah, Allah guides whoever He wills. Remembering his dream, he got up to make wudu. He started to pray, begging Allah to forgive him for going astray. Soon in the months that followed, he changed his life, even got married and found a wife. Spoke out for the oppressed, spoke out for the distressed, did all his prayers on time. He was on the right line, spent his life fighting for the oppressed, fighting against the tyrant West. First in line at every protest, everything wrong with the system he addressed, all to the point he attained martyrdom. And when he opened his eyes, he was in the arms of the Imam. Now what is our duty? What's our duty towards the reappearance of the Imam? Standing by the leader of the revolution, because indeed he has our solution. The plan to one day see a day of Zionist execution. And probably the most important thing that I have to say tonight, the most important thing, so listen carefully, is to set aside our differences and unite. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Our duty is to become one, make the enemy go on a run. Because even if you don't know it, the war has begun. And if we don't move wisely, wisely, the amount of people left standing will be none. The leader has the key. This isn't a debate. You can't disagree. You must stand up and support the wali. Never leave him alone. You must make it shown and you must make it known. Know what the taqiyya means in this day and age. Listen to Imam Khamenei. He is indeed the sage. You must engage. Form jihad al-tab'een before you age. It's a battle between haq and batil. On one side, we have the leader of the ummah, leader of the Muslims, our rehbar, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. On the other hand, we have the shaitan in its right hand, the tyrant America. It's up to you to choose. There is no excuse. The world is now black and white. There is no gray. You must not go astray. Follow the leader and let him lead the way. Everything starts from today. Renew your allegiance to the Imam. Stay on the path of haq and stay strong. Fight for what's right and forbid what's wrong. And since we are celebrating the vilada and the birth anniversary of the Imam, I want everybody here to show your support for the Imam. Labbaik ya Mahdi! Louder, show the Imam that you support him. Labbaik ya Mahdi! One last time, at the top of your lungs, with all of your heart, show your support for the Imam. Show him how much you love him, how much you await his arrival. Labbaik ya Mahdi! Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.